Men of God, arise as a PPK, priest, prophet, and king. The priest in you will bring the needs of your family and community to God. The prophet declares the word of God over his family. The king in you governs over all that God has entrusted you with. Join me, Apostle Gerald Benton, as I encourage, lead, and teach men to walk in their God-given kingdom role as a priest, prophet, and king.
Woo! Listen. Man, if you saw the title, you see what the title's saying. Are you willing to make the adjustments? Will you make the adjustments? You call them shifts. A lot of people have been saying there's a shift that's going on. God is shifting. God is shifting. He kind of deals with me in sports terms. He uses adjustments. Because I was a football coach and I deal with sports, I understand adjustments, things that you have to make. But he says something that was like really, really powerful and really kind of stopped me in my tracks. He said that my discipline, it's more discipline, is going to be required in this adjustments. Then I just started thinking, you know, as a football coach, I started thinking about, you know, different situations in a football game. You know, you have to make adjustments. And if someone is not disciplined enough to follow the instructions or follow the adjustments that is being made, it can end up a bad situation. What has God asked you to do or make an adjustment in your life or to shift in your life that you haven't been truly disciplined enough to actually follow through with it? Because I can go back to a lot of different things. And so in my season that I'm in now, God is making some major adjustments. It's things like, I'm going to need you to not call this person today, but I need you to change up this person. Don't use this person, but use this person. Don't go here, but I need you to go there. And if I'm not disciplined enough and I get called into my, well, that's my friend or that's my go-to. Why wouldn't you want me to use my go-to? I've been using this person for a very long time, but now you want me to go to someone different, you know, but God is trying to do something different. Sometimes God is trying to check your obedience. God is trying to check to see if you actually have enough faith in him to actually do what he wants you to do. Listen, it's all throughout the Bible. God, you know, required some discipline. God required some obedience. God requires a shift. And you start from Genesis on down, you know, throughout the Bible, there's been shifts in people's lives that change, names have been changed because they were disciplined enough to do something that God has asked them to do. They made the adjustments that God has asked them to make. So what is the adjustment God has been asking you to do or to make that you haven't done it? And you're wondering why you're still in the same cycle, the same situation, the same issue, the same, whatever it is that you want to call it, however you want to call it, because we weren't disciplined enough or obedient enough to actually make the adjustments. Now, I had a problem with pride. I had a problem with stubbornness. I had a problem with arrogance. And so it was hard for me to take adjustments or to take a shift when I feel like I already know how to do it. How many times have you said that? Well, I know how to do that. Oh, I know how to do that. But yet and still, you still in that same place and you saying you know how to do it, but now you don't know, but you're not making your way out. You haven't made the adjustment or you haven't made the shift. Or if you made the adjustment was just like brief because you just wanted to say, oh, I tried it, but it didn't work. But if you didn't make the adjustment and you wasn't listening to God and you weren't paying attention to God, all of his instructions in the shift, or to make the adjustments, it is not going to work. So if God is telling you to whatever, let's just say forgive. I'm gonna use that one because that's where I had to deal with that because my pride was like, I'm not gonna forgive her for this. I'm not gonna do any of that stuff. But God was trying to make an adjustment, and so here's God's adjustment. God wasn't saying I'm gonna judge you. He said I'm gonna make an adjustment so you can see what's happening, that then you'll understand you have the ability to actually make the adjustments. Come on now, I'm teaching something here right now. This is good. This is really good. Listen, I'm in a season where I have to say, I just want to learn. I'm not acting like I already know everything. Because here's the situation. I'm in my marriage and I'm acting like I know everything, and my wife has a teaching anointing. Let me tell you something. He showed me something. He says, I'm shifting her from your cheerleader to the teaching anointing that I have upon her life to now teach you some things to help you to get, because she's your helpmate, to teach you, to help you to get to a place where I've really and truly called for you to be. It's called a higher place. Y'all better catch this thing, because, man, I'm throwing this thing fastball. Listen, she shifted. She made an adjustment. God made an adjustment in her. No longer was she's my cheerleader. She's been my cheerleader since I was 14 years old. I mean, like naturally my cheerleader. I was a football player. She was my cheerleader. And she always cheered for me. She helped me. She still does the cheerleading, but she's in a place now where she has to teach me some things. But see, I had to be teachable. Are you able to be taught something? Or do you just can always say, oh, I know how to do that. I know how to do that. And then when the rubber hits the road, you don't know how to do nothing. You ain't consistent. I'm talking about me. Not consistent. You can't do it, but she's steady trying to teach you. That's like a teacher sitting in the classroom trying to teach a kid, and the kid saying, I already know how to do it. But when I give them a quiz, they flunk it. They flunk. And then you say, I thought you knew how to do it. Now you're sitting in the same grade over and over and again. We ever been in that place? I did that place for 10 years. 10 years. I know how to do this. I got you. I understand. I'm straight. I'm good. These all of my words. So when a man tells me that, oh, I'm good. No, you're not. I already know what that means. Oh, I'm straight. No, you're not. Anybody says that, I'm like, no, you're not. No, you're not. You're not even sure if you're straight or not. You're not sure you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. Come on, y'all. Catch this thing. So my wife she shifted from this cheerleader to this teacher. Now, I didn't even catch the shift. I like my cheerleader because I like words of encouragement. I like the pats on the back. I like the rubbing. That's my love language. So I like that. And so God is now bringing her into the teaching place. Now that's a stretch for me because now I got to be pliable. Ooh, Jesus. I got to make an adjustment in my thinking. I have to make an adjustment in the way that I feel about being taught. Because when I feel like I know something or I got something, I don't need nobody trying to tell me what to do. I just feel like I got this and let me do what I do. God says, now you got to, I'm shifting you. I'm adjusting you. You kind of understand now that your wife is a teacher. You understand this when she's teaching someone else. But when she's in the house, she's still your wife. But I'm adjusting her to teach some things that I'm putting inside of her. She's finna teach you something that's going to be fresh revelation to me. It's fresh revelation to her. She doesn't understand this, but she's going to have an idea and I'm going to give her understanding and I'm going to teach it. I'm going to tell her how to teach it to you because there's a new revelation that is about to be released in your marriage. There's a new strategy that I'm trying to get into your ministry because let me tell you something, the steps that's being ordered by you, there's so many people's lives are depending on the steps that you make, the decisions that you make, your wisdom and your understanding. And so you got to be able to make these adjustments. You got to be able to hear clearly. You got to be able to understand clearly. You can't have any cloudy ways. You can't have any entitlement. You can't have any pride. You got to be teachable. You got to be pliable. So when I'm trying to teach you something, you got to be able to understand. You got to be able to sit there like a student and pay attention to it. So God is getting ready to make some adjustments in some people's lives, and you got to be obedient to hear it. Listen, I get it. You've been in this situation for a long time, but God been trying to adjust you out of that situation, shift you out of that situation, but you refusing to shift. You have to change your mindset. You have to adjust your mindset. You cannot keep doing the same thing, expecting a different result. That's called insanity. Don't keep doing it. Let me tell you something. So you praying the same prayer over and over every single day, but God has said, I've been trying to adjust your heart and you've been praying this same prayer, but you won't even forgive. You won't even let go bitterness. You won't even let go revenge. You won't even let go anger. You won't even let go these things. God has been trying to make an adjustment so you can get a better result. Come on, y'all. Tell me y'all with me. Can I get an amen? Can I get a shout? Can I get a hallelujah? Listen, I'm just trying to tell you that this here is getting ready to just, if you receive it, it's going to expand your mind. It's going to shift you. Adjustments. Let's just make an adjustment. Today is the day that we're going to make an adjustment. I'm not going to keep doing the same thing that I did yesterday, that I did last year, that I did last month. And I'm still in this cycle. It's not working. Listen to the Holy Spirit. Listen to what God is telling you. God is showing you some things, and you might be saying, it's too hard, God, and you're afraid to make the adjustment. You're afraid to ask for help. You know, entitlement makes you feel like, I'm entitled to feel this way. You hurt me. You said something bad to me. You mistreated me. You did all of these things to me. I'm entitled to feel angry. I'm entitled to feel, it's no. Because God said, get that stuff over to me. He says, bring that stuff to me. Lay the stuff at the cross. Remove all the heavy burdens. Come on. There's scriptures all throughout the Bible that when you feel entitled and you feel justified for doing what you're doing, there's a scripture telling you you're not, that you're not, that you shouldn't be doing it. There's a scripture that tells you that. And so are we willing to make the adjustment? We read these scriptures. And so I'm sitting here telling myself, okay, God, I thought I was just being, you know, I'm telling myself, I'm at a learning place. I just want to learn. I didn't understand business. I didn't understand ministry. I didn't understand taking care of bills. I didn't understand any of that stuff. And God is like literally supernaturally showing me that, because it was a time when my wife was trying to teach me that stuff and I wasn't willing to learn. And so then I got to a place where I'm willing to learn. And it's still, listen, we're still bumping head on some things. It's like, okay, I still got a little residue of that stuff in me. And see, let me tell you something, deliverance is a process. This ain't something that just goes, it's just, okay, I'm instantly delivered and I'm, you know, it takes some work. I still have to pray. I still have to watch my deliverance. I still have to cast down vain imagination. I still have to cast out pornography. I still have to watch my words. I still have to pay attention to where I am and what I'm doing. I still have to do that. And you listen, I'm content with it. I'm good. I'm okay with doing that because I understand that my walk is more important to God than it is just to me. I want to be in right standings with God every single day. And so I understand that takes some work because the enemy is not going to allow me to just walk throughout this day and not try to attack me. So I understand that this is a process. I understand that I have to make adjustments every single day. The enemy is out to try to win. So I got to make an adjustment. When he come at my mind, I come in with my scriptures. When he come at my words, I have to change the way I think, change the way I'm thinking. Because the word says, as a man thinketh, so is he in his heart. And so out of the heart, the mouth speaks. So I got to understand if he catches my thinking, because they said the battle of the mind. Yeah, we understand that. Your mind go to racing. Your mind goes to doing all this stuff. So God is making adjustments. And he was making adjustments in my thinking. It had to make an adjustment in my thinking when it came to my wife. Okay. There was a time when I hated her, but I had to come to an adjustment. God was adjusting my mind. And it was a process of adjusting my mind to me seeing her differently, hearing her differently. I didn't even want to hear her voice. Why? Because it irritated me, because I understood that when she said, can we talk? I already knew where the conversation was going to go. So God was literally over the years just making adjustments. I like listening to my wife. Now, is it easy listening to her? Because she sees things. I'm going to say she finds them. She sees things that's in the way. It's not, listen, who doesn't want to know what obstacles are in your way? I mean, if you really think about it, you want to know the obstacles that's in your way. And God gave her a gift to be able to see it. And most people don't really like it, because when she delivers it, she don't deliver it crazy. She don't deliver it hard. She just delivers what she sees. She delivers what she knows. And when she delivers, it's like, you got to be disciplined enough to make the adjustment to not to fall into that pit. To see it and to be able to come up with a strategy to defeat it. So I had to make some adjustments. And God said, as I was walking, he said, I've been having you making adjustments for a long time. I've been making you have adjustments all your life. And I'm like, what? All my life? He says, you remember when I was suicidal as a kid? You know, I used to go to sleep with a knife you know, in my hand and get, I just want to cut my wrist and just fall asleep and nobody gonna know. My grandmother wouldn't know because she never came in my room. So she would have walked, she would have went to work, came back home, went to work, came back home. My door was closed. She never walked in my door. So she wouldn't have known if I went to school or if I'm in there until I'm starting stinking. She wouldn't even know it. So I would have been in there. But what he did was he put an angel in front of me that I didn't even know what the heck it was. It was like, just sitting there looking at me. And I used to be so scared. I just lay down and fall asleep and put the cover over my head and I wouldn't do anything. Never, not knowing that God has placed the angel in front of me to make an adjustment. I got scared and so I went to sleep. Y'all gotta catch this one. So there was things that was starting to happen in my life that God was already making some adjustments. God is right, really, really, really is trying to adjust some things in your life because he wants the authentic you. He wants you to have everything that you're supposed to have in your destiny and purpose. He wants you to be who he has called for you to be. He doesn't want this carnal mindset. He doesn't want this worldly concept. He wants the spiritual you. He wants the one that he designed for you. And so I was like, okay, God, I got it. I got it. Whatever I start saying, it's like, search me, O Lord, and find anything that is not pleasing, is that is corrupt, that is evil. And find that in me, and so you can deliver me from it. I'm always talking about, I'm like, David, Lord, deliver my soul. Huh? The things that done got into my soul. I ain't saying my spirit. I'm talking about my soul. Deliver my soul from this wickedness. Deliver my appetites. I mean, adjustments, things that I can't do anymore, things that I can't say anymore, the places I can't go anymore. Deliver me from that thing. Deliver me from it. Why? Because I got to make some adjustments for you. I want to make the right adjustments. I want to make the right decisions. I want to have the right wisdom. I want to have a right understanding. So God, shift me however you want to shift me. God, deliver me. Whatever you want to do, I'll make every adjustment that you need me to make. If I got to speak differently, if I got to pray differently, if I got to declare differently, if I got to walk differently, if I got to sing differently. Ooh. God said, I can sing. I'm a jingle king. But anyway. What adjustments is God trying to do for you? What has he been trying to get you to do that you just haven't been obedient or disciplined enough to do? Because what's going to happen is you're going to be in that same place. If you find yourself in the same place year after year after year, then you haven't made the adjustments. We have to keep looking. We got to be prepared to make adjustments because the enemy is always going to try to do something to try to trip you, to snare you, to hold you up, to block you, to bound you, to do some things to just shut you down. Man, today the devil get exposed. Today, you're going to be willing to make the adjustments. Today, you're going to make that adjustment. So let's make those adjustments today. Don't stay in the same place. Don't do it. That's not how we're going to do this. So whatever your adjustment is, whatever, listen to me, whatever the adjustments that you have to make, and we all know our adjustments. We all know the things that God has asked us to do that we haven't truly, like truly committed ourselves to actually doing. And so God is going to hold you accountable for that. He's going to hold you accountable for every time, you know, you might call it, I don't know what you want to call it, but let me tell you something. A little disobedience is still disobedience. If God asks you to do it, let me tell you something. The enemy will have people. I mean, people. Sometimes you got to get delivered from people. Let me tell you something. Sometimes you just got to get delivered from some people. Some people have caused you to be a victim. God told you, I need you to make an adjustment. I need you to come out of that group. I need you to stop talking to so-and-so. I need you to separate yourself from this. I need you to separate yourself from that. This is not healthy for you. And because your flesh is so strong and because you feel a certain type of way, you just can't pull away. That's been my friend for 30 years. Well, your friend, God is shifting you away from your friend because he's getting ready to bring you some new friends that's going to be able to propel you or push you or help you to go into the place that he has called for you to be. You can't stay in elementary school when you're 30 years old. They kick you out of school. They just say you're not willing to learn. And see, but God is so good that he just don't kick you to the curb. God sticks with you because he says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. He's constantly with you. We're the ones that constantly run away from God, ignore God, disobey God, be irritated by God. But God says, I chastise the ones that I love. So I had to understand that place. I had to understand that place. When my wife was trying to teach me something, I used to call it fault finding, but God was using her to teach me something, and it didn't feel good. It didn't feel good. But I had to understand, and God says, I don't need you to hear her words. I need you to hear the heart. I need you to hear where it comes from. And when my wife is speaking, I start understanding that she's speaking the voice of God, that she's speaking what God is trying to get me to do. That's why she's a help me suitable. She adjusts it to, ooh, Jesus, God, Lord, you just got me on that one. A help me suitable, that means you are adjustable. You can adjust to anything. You can adjust to what God tells you to do and that you can do it to be able to help the kings get into their place. Man, come on, God, I got you. That's why one season she was my cheerleader. This season, she is my teacher. Oh, she ain't my leader. She's my teacher. Why? Because she has a teaching anointing. And there's things that I need. Hey, there's things that I need that's going to help me to be a better me, to be a better husband, to be a better father, to be a better CEO, to be a better businessman. Come on, y'all. God is getting ready to shift. Are you willing to shift? Understand your seasons. Understand the shift that is being made. Understand the adjustments that God is doing in your life. Sometimes you gotta be willing to let it go. Sometimes you gotta be willing to say, okay, God, I'm stepping out. I'm gonna step out. I'm stepping out on faith. Let me tell you something. If you can see it, then what faith gotta do with it? You don't even want to make the adjustments because your faith level is so low that you can't even have enough faith to actually step out on it. I'm not telling you something somebody had to tell me. I'm telling you that's why I live. If I can't see it, I ain't doing it. If I ain't got the skill level, if I'm comfortable with something that I got the skill level to do it, then I'm doing it. But if I don't have a skill level to do it, I'm skeptical about stepping out. But now I'm in a season where I'm just like, I don't know nothing. I'm good. Whatever you show me and whatever you show her, I'm willing to do. I'm willing to make that adjustments. So there's some adjustments that God was just like literally just telling me to do it. I'm not going to put them out here. I'm not going to say it. I'm just going to actually do it. And if you follow my wife and you follow me, you'll start seeing some of the adjustments that God is getting ready to do that he's been asking me to do. And you'll start seeing it. I ain't going to have to say one word. You're going to just start seeing it. And you're going to like, oh, that's what the adjustments are. You're going to see it. You're going to see it. And so I just thank God for this opportunity to speak to you guys, to be able to, you know, give you these nuggets that he gives me, that I pray that this thing blesses you. And so be that one that makes the adjustments. Be that one that follows, that goes in the shift that God wants you to shift in. Be disciplined. Be obedient and actually do it. Just do it. Nike has this saying. Just do it. Won't you just do it? I mean, I ain't trying to steal a Nike thing, but God has probably said it for the longest. And these people just happen to use it. But let me tell you something. God has been asking you to just follow his instructions, you know, to follow my commandments, follow my rules, follow my word, follow. And so I'm in that season. And let me tell you, I pray that I'm not in this by myself. Because I want everybody should be following God's instructions. Everybody should be following God's rules. Everybody should be following God's shifts and adjustments. Because if Christ lives in us and we live in Christ, then and he gave us a gift of the Holy Spirit that comes to comfort us, lead us, and guide us, then that's the way we should roll. That's the way we should go. I always pray, let it be less of me and all of you, God. I don't want it to be none of me. I don't even trust myself. I just want God. I want all of God. I want everything God has for me. And I pray that you want all what God has for you. So I'm going to pray, and I want you to understand. I want you to know that you're not in this thing by yourself. I'm making adjustments. I'm making a shift. And I'm sure all throughout this country, there's God is shifting some people into in different places and different areas of their lives. And we got to be willing to do it. So I pray that you share this with some of your friends or you know, whatever. I mean, I just want you to be blessed. All right. So, Father God, I thank you now in the name of Jesus, Father, for shifting us, shifting our minds, shifting our perspective, shifting us, Father God, into the way that you have called for us to go. Father, let it be none of us and all of you, Father God. Let us be obedient to your will and your way, Father God. Order our steps daily, Father. And we counsel, Father God, all that me, myself, and I, we bind the spirit of selfishness. We bind all entitlement. We bind all forms of pride and arrogance and stubbornness now. Bullhead spirit now in the name of Jesus, not willing to shift, Father. We bind it now in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, we say that we are teachable. Father, we are pliable now. In the name of Jesus, Father, we break every generational curse of being disobedient and that rebel spirit. We bind all forms of rebellion now. In the name of Jesus, all forms of witchcraft, sorcery, black magic, white magic, voodoo, hexes, vexes, all third eye activity, all psychic prayers, Father God. Now in the name of Jesus, every negative word that's been spoken over us, Father God, even spoken out of our own mouths, Father, we renounce them now in the name of Jesus. But Father, we say that we are your servants. We are your children. We are your chosen ones. And Father, we are pliable to your will and your way. Father, we just say, use us as you see fit, Father God. We are your servants now. In the name of Jesus, we are your children. We are your chosen ones. We are your ambassadors, Father God. And we walk out our days, Father God, in the shift that you're making now in the name of Jesus. Father, shift us. Oh, shift us, Father God. Shift us through your word. Shift us through the Holy Spirit, Father God, speaking to us. Father God, cut off anything that is not holy and not righteous that is in our lives, Father God, that'll cause us to be stagnant, that'll cause us to be in a stiff place, a blind place. Father God, we remove all scales off of our eyes. Now in the name of Jesus, Father, that'll cause us not to see our destiny and purpose, Father God. Let them see the hope of their calling. Let them see their purpose and their destiny now. In the name of Jesus, Father, as the rain falls down, I thank you, Father God, that you're bringing a refreshing, you're bringing a cleansing, Father God, of the old into the new. Father God, there's a new way of thinking. There's a new way of shifting. There's a new way of living. There's a new way of believing. There's a new way of revelation that is coming forth now out of the shift. Now in the name of Jesus, I thank you for a hedge of protection set around each and every individual, that no weapon formed against them will be able to prosper. I plead the blood of Jesus over their heads now in the name of Jesus. And I counsel all forms of backlash and retaliation, all forms of get back now in the name of Jesus, Father, that they will be obedient, Father, and walk this thing out. They will walk it out, Father God, with fear and trembling. Father God, they will reverential fear now in the name of Jesus. They will be obedient. Oh, I thank you for the disciplined ones. Oh, yes, Lord. I thank you for your disciplined ones are being raised up now in the name of Jesus. You're calling forth for the disciplined ones to come forth, that they will have a boldness. They will have a fire that is inside of them, Father God, that will be obedient to your will and your way. They will walk this thing out, Father. I decree it now over this line and over the people of this line, over their bloodline, over their children now. In the name of Jesus, release your fire now to burn up everything that is not right. Burn up everything that is not holy. Burn up everything that's not righteous, Father God, that have held them back now in the name of Jesus. Father God, let them be disconnected to inappropriate relationships, inappropriate conversation, inappropriate groups now in the name of Jesus. Father, I cut off every soul tie now in the name of Jesus that have caused them to be connected, Father God, to ungodly things, to connected, Father God, to victim spirits, connected, Father God, to anything that is not holy, not righteous now. In the name of Jesus, all items all items in the house now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. All other gods, Father God. Now in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, reveal to them, Father God, the things that have been holding them back. Reveal to them, Father God, the things that have caused them to be in a snared place. We say that they are being released now, Father God. You're releasing them into a new place. You're releasing them into a new anointing now, a new revelation now. Yes, Father, I thank you for the shift. I thank you for the shift. Shifting them financially. Shifting them, Father God, in their health. Shifting them in their marriage. shifting them on their jobs. I thank you for the adjustments that they're willing to make now. In the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you and I praise you for this word and this prayer that has gone forth over this line. Let it take on the characteristics of a projectile and hits the bullseye. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Well, thank you for joining me today on the Priest, Prophet, and King podcast. I hope this message has inspired you to understand and walk in your biblical role of a PPK in your family and community. Men, if you need strategies to help you navigate through hard places in your life,
join me Monday and Wednesday at 8 a.m. for PPK Podcast, The Making of a Kingdom Man,
where men from all over the world come to talk strategies with the Word of God being our foundation. You can go to our website, ppkglobal.org, for more information. If you need accountability, training, and mentoring, check out our King's Army, training men to walk in their divine position as heads of the family, God's way. Listen, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast of your favorite platform so you never miss an episode. I would love to hear from you, so please leave me a review and send me your thoughts and questions. You can also follow me on Facebook, PPK, Priest, Prophet, and King, IG, PPK Global, Spotify, Apple Music for more updates and information. I will be back next week with more insight into the recipe of a kingdom man. Until then, remember, day by day, situation by situation, we have to get better. I pray you continue to be blessed in your journey as a priest, prophet, and king. See you next week.